We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Tazayin Amud Beis. Tan Rabbah, Lintu Rebraisa. Ketzad Meraktim Lefnei HaKala. How do you dance in front of the Kala? Rashi says, Ketzad Meraktim, Ma Oimrim Lefnei. What do you say in front of her? Beishami Oimrim Kala Kameshu. You give her praise to what she deserves, what she's like, to really like, the praises that she really is like. Ubeisil Oimrim Kala Noa VeChasuda. You say any Kala, you say she is beautiful, and zechut shel chesed going across her face. She has a lot of chen. That's what you say. Now, the Rochanan points out, first of all, that why does it say ketzim raktim fnei akala? L'chayro, the ikar mitzvah simchus chasim akala should be for the chasim. Why? Because the chasim is the one who's mitzvah on pru revu, not the woman, not the kala. So if anything, you should talk about the dancing around the chasim. And for the Rabbi Chanan, that's why Rashi says, ketzim raktim ma oimer lefaneha. What praise do you say in front of the Kala? When you say praise in front of the Kala, that is an order to make her beloved on her husband. So really, this Ketzim Rakhtim Kala, what you're saying to the Kala is to make the husband, the Chosin, the Mesmeach, the Chosin, to make him happy. And therefore, Taka, this is for him. And as Mechleka said, Beishami says, you don't lie. You lefia yifia ha, Rashi says. Lefia her beauty, that's how you praise her. Beisil says, no, you praise her legamri. What do you mean? If she was a chigeres, she limped, she was disabled, or she was blind, so you say kalanov v'chasuda? Tarez b'dav shakatercha. How can you lie? Amalem beisilal beishamel debreichem lefiyu. Mishalokach mekach ram nafshok. Someone bought something and it wasn't a good buy. Yishavachenu beinov. Should you praise it in his eyes, or you ganenu beinov? You should make fun of it. Havai mishavachenu beinov. You should be mishavach it. A person should always make sure that he is ma'uriv in abriyas, which means he says everything what they want to hear, that's what they should say. A compliment, something good. Now, we have to explain this because B'Sham Meisil. So Taisvis comes along, and Taisvis says, when we say, according to B'Sham, it doesn't say you point out the flaws. What it means is that if there's a mum, you're quiet about it and don't praise that part of her. That's one shot in Taisvis and Beishami. The other shot in Taisvis to explain Beishami is you should find something nice and praise that specific thing. But Taisvis picks it out. Beisil holds no. If you say, wow, she has beautiful eyes, it's a mashma, there's nothing else beautiful about her. So there, it'll come to be megana her, to make fun of her. Therefore, you say a much more flowery general term, kalanov v'chasuda. That's point number one. Point number two is that Beishami holds that even though you're right, Beisil, that when you buy a mekach, you should be shaveach be'enav. But here we're making a takana. We're saying ketzim rakhav b'nei akala. Chazal are making this takana say kalanov v'chasuda. Dr. Toisvis, the Beishami holds, chacham are not going to misak in something that has to be a sheker. The Torah says, midvah sheker tirchak. When the Torah says something mefurish, Chazal are not misak in something connected. You could maybe explain it with the famous Taz, that you don't explain something connected to something mefurish in the Torah. Bal kaponim, you don't make a takana something that's a sheker. So what does Beisil hold? So it's two pshat to my soul, at least in Beisil. One pshat, the Ritva. The Ritva says, pay darkei shalom, it's not called a sheker. You'll have it lie, darkei shalom. There's no midva sheker terchak by darkei shalom. Here's darkei shalom, and therefore you can say that. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the Yaivitz in the back, and the Agoyis. He says, because the Gemara brings down the three chinois, that the husband is always beloved unto the wife. It's beauty in the beauty is in the beholder. And that's how he looks at her, that she's beautiful, and therefore that's not a sheker at all. I read the lashon of the Yaivitz. Beis Hillel Savri Lav Hainu Sheker Damrinon Shloisha Chinus Ein Zgmar and Soita Chen Isha Abayla. That's Chen Isha Abayla. And Kain Emes Oimloi Kim Acha Shenasa. Since he married her, because Ein Adam Shoyis because Iman Kain Boitkoi Vada Nois Is Chen Beinavi. That's what the Yaivitz says, and therefore even with all those movements still. Kalanov v'chasuda to this chasim. So the Gemara Vaitik. Also Rav Dimi Omar, Hochi Mashu Kamekalos v'Marava. This is what they used to sing in front of the Kala in Eretz Yisrael, in Marava. Loi kechal, this Kala does not need any Kala in your eye makeup. Loi surak, doesn't need any blush. Loi pirchas, doesn't need any hairstyles. V'yalas chen, and she has chen. Without anything, she doesn't need any makeup, she has chen. And the Gemara says that you just sing certain things when they did smicha for Rabbana Mosok. Yisomchu Rabbana Rab Zera Shorle sang him like this, Hachi. Lo kechal, he doesn't need any eye makeup, lo yisrak, no blush, no pirchus, no hairstyle. V'yal es chen, there's a chen on him. Because he's such a big about midas, he has a chen. This Rab Zera is a Talmud Chacham who has chen. They're saying this. Anytime you give smicha, you continue with shalshalos of smicha, be samech people like you. But don't give smicha to loymin sarmisim. Don't give sarmisim smicha. Sarmisim Rashi says people who switch around the halachas, they say the wrong reasons. Loymin sarmitim, Rashi says a lashon of like a shmata, which Rashi in other places says a lashon of she'ein noistim tam hogin ledevrayim. That's a Rashi in Sanhedrin says she'ein noistim tam hogin. Don't give a good tam. But amri lo loymin chamisim. Rashi says over here that means someone who gives only 1/5 of the tam. Loymin termisim and not from termisim. Rashi says I don't know what termisim are. So termisim we know from other mesechtas that it means a certain type of bean that's very bitter. So don't appoint, don't give smicha to people who are bitter. Rabbi Vahu, Kiava Osim Mesifta, Lebe Kesa, and he used to come from the Mesifta, from his yeshiva to the Bay Kesa, the Kesa house. He was a Makurv by the Kesa, like we found in other Mesechtas. So Nafkan Amos of the Bay Kesa, the maidservant of the Bay Kesa, used to come out Lapay in front of him, and he used to sing like this, Mashem Lehachi, Rabbi da Ame, the Rebbe of Klai Yisrael, Medabarna de Musa, and the leader of Klai Yisrael, Betzinia de Nahira, Betzina de Nahira, the pillar of light, Baruch Masich Lashalim. It means, Gebenched is you're coming. You're coming to us. He used to take a myrtle, which is a hadas, a branch, a myrtle branch, shal hadas, to dance in front of the kala. Someone to say, because we find by Esther, Esther's name was Hadassah, she looked like a hadas, she was green like a hadas, and still, she had a chain. And that's what we're telling the kala. Kala nova chasuda, every kala has a chain. He used to juggle three hadasim. Rav Zeira, kamach v'lon saba. Rav Zeira told his rabbi, Rav Yitzchak, you're embarrassing us. You make it not kavanat Torah. You're a gadol adar, you're dancing and juggling hadasim. That's not kavanat Torah. Kinach nafshei, when this Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, the gadol adar died, ifsik amuda denura bein didei lekuli alma. There was a pillar of fire, of light, between him, between his Aron, and the whole world. The Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, a Masari, l'ifsik amuda denura el echad b'dara et shevedara. Only one person in a dar, in a generation, or two in a generation, have such a schus to get this amuda denura. Now, Rav Zeira, ahan leishu tisa l'saba. The hadash, these lashon hadash, that helped him, that helped him get this amuda denura. But Amri lost Shatusi l'Saba. All of a sudden, different versions all means the same thing. But Shatusi means his shaita that he acted like a mashigana that helped him out. But Amri lost Shitasi l'Saba, which means his shita, his opinion that he's supposed to dance, even making himself crazy, that helped l'Saba. Now Tosis points out, how did we know that this Amuda Nahira was because of his dancing in front of the Kala with the three Hadassim? Maybe the reason is because he was a big tzaddik. Maybe because he learned Zayar. So how do you know it was because of this? So Taisis answers, because the Amud V'yashloima, Taisis says, the Master Shitase, V'yashloima, the Amud D'Noira Habike'ein Shifsha the Hadas. It was in a Tzura, it looked like a Hadas. That's why he knew this Amud D'Nahara was for that reason, for the Schus of his Simchus Chas V'Kala. And the Torah Taka writes, that you see from here, how big of a mitzvah Simchus Chas V'Kala is. He got the Zeichet, this Amud D'Nahara. There's only one in a dar, one in a generation. You see what type of huge, huge mitzvah is Simchus Chas V'Kala. Rav Acha, Markov Lo Kasve, he used to put the Kala on his shoulder, Merakid, and dance, Amri Lo Rabbanon, and Amri Lo Hachi. We should do that? If the kala is to you like a beam, no harurim whatsoever, then good. Then you shouldn't do this. You should not put her onto your shoulder. Now, the Vinyada speaks out that Avada, he didn't put the kala mamish on his shoulder, like guf to guf. He says he put her on a chair and held her on his shoulder. That was the case. And still, there would be harurim if you're not on the right level. Now, why do we compare? Why does it say if she's like a beam? What's the purpose of beam? Maybe it should be like a loaf of bread. Why does it say a beam? Zokta Marsha, the Pshara is because a Isha is a keres abayis, and if it was the simon is like a beam, she holds up the whole house. You're allowed to look at the kala all days of Shabbat. If the baila sees it, everyone's looking at her, then it becomes more beloved to him. We don't pass like this. Avada is also l'stakel v'kala at all, and we don't pass like this. Member of Rashmu Barach Meini v'shem Rav Yenison. Zokta Gemara Vayta. That means if you have a possession, a big crowd, going to the kala, following the kala, going or the chasana, and there's a levaya. The levaya moves out of the way before the kala. Kala comes first. V'zeh, and a kala and a levaya moves out of the way from the malach's role in front of the king. The king goes first. Omar lava Agrippa Samalach. He said about Agrippa Samalach, sha'ovam milfnei kala, that he moved out of the way for the kala. V'shevchu chachamim, and chachamim praised him. Freit the Gemara, shevchu v'chal shavav, they do the right thing. Bamar of Ashi, yafilam adi yoma, nasi shemachal akvoy de kvoy de machal, even if you hold that a nasi, that's meichon as kavod, that's machal, but melech shemachal akvoy de kvoy de machal, but a melech cannot be meichon as kavod. Dama Mar, says in the Pasuk, same tosim alecha melech, shetehem masi alecha, that he has to have the fear, and therefore, he never give meichal, that's that will be the downfall of his kingdom. He has to always be in charge, and he also has to have the covet. So therefore, how is he allowed to give up his covet? And the Gemara passes Racham Avayi. It was by a fork in the road, and he just went in different directions. People didn't realize that he was moving out of the way, and therefore, it wasn't a stira to the same Tosam Alecha Melech. Now, Tosis points out that even though Agrippas was not a Melech Gomer, he wasn't the right Yichus, but still, they had a covet of Melech Gomer. He didn't have a Melech Gomer, the guy with a covet, and therefore, he shouldn't have been Meichon's covet. And all he said, all he had to is a prashas drachim. Tana bottom. Vatam talmud Torah lo tzaas ameis v'chnas l'kala. That if there's a levaya, then you vatam talmud Torah. You stop your learning. Also v'chnas l'kala for a chasana. You stop your learning. Omer lo v'arvi d'ver olayi. So you vatam talmud Torah lo tzaas ameis v'chnas l'kala. Rivi olayi who every minute was precious. And he learned every minute. Still, he was vatam talmud Torah lo tzaas ameis v'chnas l'kala. But medvar amurim g'sheini makar tzarkoi. Only if the mace doesn't have enough people. If he has enough people, ain't mevatel, not mevatel. The kamal kol tzarkoi, how much is enough for a mace? Om Rasul bar ini mishmeder rav, treisa alfa gavri, 12,000 people, v'shisa alfa shifuri, and 6,000 people with shayfers to call everyone to the levaya. V'armi lo, some say treisa alfa gavri, 13,000 people, uminayu, and out of 13,000, shisa alfa shifuri, 6 blowing the shayfer. Ulamar, the shir is going to chaytzi gavri mavula batzichro, that there's a stream of people from the avula, which is the shara ear, the gate of the city, until the base of kvaros. That's how many people you need. So we're saying you need kol tzarech. If you have kol tzarech, then you don't have to vat talmud Torah. Chanos Kala doesn't say what the kol tzarech is. I guess also whatever is v'kavodik, that's enough people to enjoy the chasana. So then there's enough v'simcha chanos Kala, then you don't have to vat talmud Torah. Rav Sheshet Yom Rabbi Yechonon Amar, that if it's a Talmud Chacham, then Nitilasa, the Talmud Chacham is taken away, Kinesinasa, just like the giving of the Torah. Manas Sinasa is the giving of the Torah, but Shishim Rivu is 600,000 people. After Nitilasa, also when it's taken away, Talmud Chacham dies, but Shishim Rivu needs 600,000 people to be called Kol Tzarkoi. Mahani Milman the Kari Vatani, someone who learned Mishnah and learned Mikra is a Talmud Chacham, so then you need 600,000 people. But someone who taught Torah, top of the Zion on base. Amanda Masni lay, less lay shura. Someone who Masni, learns from Torah Torah, there's no shear. Everyone has to go. And Rashi points out that, let's say it's loy kari v'loy tani, then all you need is called sarkar. So there's basically three levels. Someone who did not learn and they're not loy kari v'loy tani, so then if there's enough people for the klura, you don't need anyone. Someone who is kari, so then you get called Tzarka, 12,000 people. If it's Kari Vitani, then it's 600,000 people. If it's Masni, so it's really four levels. And if it's Masni, then you get as many, there's no shear for this. And it's a big shaila what we're selling on these days. So the main heter is that we don't know exactly when the Levi is, when they're walking, and therefore we're not Mavatal Talmud Torah for that. Interesting, the Tosfos brings down on Amud Aleph a kasha from a Hilchos Derech Eretz, where there Rabbi Akiva wanted him schlep the Meis Mitzvah 4 mil, and when he came back to the Meis Mitzvah, he said you wasted your time. So Tosfos has different truths. They want to tell the truth tomorrow there that because the Meis Mitzvah is supposed to bury it in its place, it shouldn't have schlepped it somewhere. But Vada as Bittel Torah, there is no Bittel Torah when it comes to Hoytzaas Ameis and Achnosas Kala. There's no Isser Bittel Torah. I mean to say when it's Hoytzaas Ameis and Achnosas Kala.